Welcome to our podcast, Deconstruct. My name is Lauren.
And I'm Adam. On this podcast, we want to help start or continue conversations about the beautiful and messy parts of life. Although we both had a conservative upbringing, we've since grown out of a lot of our traditional ways of thinking.
We're learning to deconstruct the religious lenses we once saw the world through, breaking down topics like purity culture, racism, and the patriarchy, while demystifying things like feminism, equality, and love. Stepping away from our evangelical church background, all the while leaning into God and moving forward in our faith.
We'd love to hear your story. You can find us on Instagram at deconstruct.pod. Now, onto the episode.
Welcome back to the podcast.
We are in a new setup again, obviously. I mean, I think we're going to have one pretty much every single time we get on here.
Probably. This is our last time recording in this house, in this studio. We are going to be moving house, as the people in the UK
call
it. That's
the cool kids say.
We're moving house. And if you're listening on the, you know, on Apple or on Spotify or on, what are the other ones? There's lots of others.
Is Apple Music? No,
that's what I'm saying. Anyway,
Stitcher maybe?
If you're listening through podcast, obviously you can't see where we are. Yep. But if you're watching on the video, you can see, hello, we're waving. But those of you who are just listening, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. So today we've been talking with a lot of people lately about spirituality.
And surprise, surprise.
I mean, gosh, I swear that's all we talk about. But our friends, literally, when we go on trips with them, they're like, they put the kibosh on us actually bringing up spiritual conversations because it's just where we always land.
They're like, oh, Lauren and Adam will always bring the deep shit. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's fine. We have a good time talking about it. So we made a podcast so that nobody can tell us what to do.
Exactly. Okay, so one of the things that we've been talking about lately is, you know, I consider myself a spiritual person. I like to believe that we're all spiritual, whether we like experience spirituality or not. I believe that we're all spiritual beings.
Yeah.
But I also think that spirituality can be a spectrum. And I think experiencing spirituality can be a spectrum too. And it can look different for everyone. And for you, I feel like one of the things that I say about you all the time, and you know, we'll get into it and you can speak for yourself. But sure. I always like to say that Adam is the most enlightened person. No, wait, the enlightened. Wait, what do I say? Shoot. He's the most enlightened non-spiritual person I've ever met.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had a spiritual experience that I'm aware of. Or maybe my definition of a spiritual experience is like too narrow, I guess. But yeah. I've never had a moment where like God was speaking to me. Or a moment where like I felt the Holy Spirit rush through me, or you know, during baptism, I knew in the moment that it was just an emotional high and I just accepted it even then. But like I've never experienced spiritual healing. And not to say none of those things are real, because like I think there's a lot of
you believe in
them. I think there's a lot of power in the universe as a whole. I mean, the fact that humans exist and the Big Bang could have even happened and evolution and growth and consciousness and all of that. Like there's clearly some sort of power to change and to grow and to manifest things in the world. But like, I haven't really ever experienced that. I would say maybe like the closest I've ever experienced was us getting together.
That's the same for me.
It's like that was divine timing in my language that I was using at the time, and I think still
divine.
I would say it was divine timing.
Yeah, well, divine to me, I mean that's spiritual and spiritual timing and perfect universal timing and God ordained timing. You know, I feel like you have experienced spirituality. In that sense. Well,
right,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just verbiage, essentially.
Right. It's like, what do you consider spirituality? Like, how direct does it have to be? How much does it have to be a literal voice talking in your ear about a specific thing that you prayed about?
Well,
and how much of it is when I hear myself talking to myself or knowing what I want out of life and being on that directive for like 6 years with all the patience of a monk? Like,
but on that, on like, is it a voice, like a God voice or the spiritual voice, or is it just my own voice? Who's to say your own voice isn't God though?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure.
And that's, so for me, when, you know, I've brought up a couple times in conversations with, you know, with you and with other people, I talk about how whenever you and I got together, I was so in love, so happy, and I prayed to God, or I prayed, or what, I don't even know what I did, but essentially I like said these words in my heart, in my head, you know, if being this happy is wrong, I'm happy being wrong. Yeah. And then I say that I heard a voice say, who do you think I am? Of course I want you to be happy. And I've attributed that to God, but that was my verbiage, that that's who that was God.
Yeah.
And, you know, from that moment, I've been untangling and redefining who that voice really is.
Yeah.
And I do believe if it wasn't like a voice in the wind, it wasn't like this, who do you think that I am? Of course I want you to be. It was my voice. Yeah. Like I heard my voice. Ask,
even though then you still, I mean, you never really did, but like the voice of God in your theology was still big male bearded voice.
And it wasn't that voice. That was not the voice I heard.
Right.
The voice I heard just came from within. But who's to say that like, it's not, quote, just the voice in my head.
Yeah.
I think that voice in my head or in my spirit or in my body is God. I believe God is within. So for you, have you had that experience where you've prayed or you've had this conversation with the universe at all and then you heard like this comforting voice or being like, you've got this or...
No.
No.
No, I would say maybe like I've just had comfort in knowing.
Yeah.
Like certain, like I always knew I was going to do music at some point. There was no question in my mind. There was a piece and
right.
And there was no reason that I should have believed myself to be that other than just like I always knew.
Well, you're
in that way, a
feeler.
Right. For sure. But I also think like.
I think God speaks through emotions.
I always attribute it to like, if I know what I want out of life, I feel like that's just me being in harmony with myself and being in conversation and enough conversation with my own needs and wants and desires that I'm like aware of the things that I want. And so then I can move that into action and I can build my life around that. But like,
I think that's spiritual.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Cause like, I don't, like I said, like, I don't know why.
But I think everything's spiritual. So,
and it happens so infrequently for me.
Yeah.
Like, I knew I was going to do music and then I knew that we were going to be
together.
You're
going to marry the heck out of me?
Like before you even...
Before I knew.
Before you even split up with your ex, I knew. And I knew. And so it's just like...
Mr. Steele, girl.
I mean, yeah, but...
No, he didn't. He wasn't.
I did not.
He did not act on it.
We were good kids.
We were.
Not
but, now, though. Never.
No, naughty. But like I haven't had a new thing yet. Like yeah. I haven't had a new knowing for myself. I haven't had a new like goal.
I haven't though. That's the thing. I haven't though either. I feel like I've just really hung on to those moments.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had moments of reconstruction and also identity and heritage, which has made me feel connected to spirituality.
Sure.
But I haven't had like a voice spirituality, except for the fact that I now credit like the voice.
Yeah.
In my head or the thing that like I gravitate towards, or if I'm like constantly learning about something and I can't get enough of it, I consider that like spiritual.
Did that voice being different than the God voice in your head, did that kickstart any of your deconstruction for you? Because I know that was a big piece once you actively were trying
recognize
actively revoicing God in your head. That was a big part of your deconstruction at the beginning.
I think, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was saying was that like from that moment on, I was like untangling who that voice was, but at the same time, that's almost the thread I've been following since I was a child.
Yeah.
So to me, it wasn't like the, oh, everything crumbles. I'm just like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole time. I've always been like, yeah, I'm talking to me, but I also visualize me sitting in front of me. I've always done that.
Yep.
So seeing the God within self and seeing God within other people, like that has been what I always believed, like before religion. Yeah. So when I was young, like very young. So to me, it didn't, I guess the term of deconstruction is taking something that you always believed and then kind of tearing it apart a little bit.
Yeah.
For me, it was just like, like, yeah, that makes
sense. You're like, that makes so much more sense.
That's like everything I already believed.
Squish all of this spirituality into a box.
Yeah. And okay, so the other day I was talking to you about how I feel like when you speak and whenever you have a goal and whenever you want something, I feel like a lot of the times I've seen it come to fruition.
Yeah.
When you just like say it, which a lot of people call that manifesting. And yeah. I feel like you are a natural manifester. And that's why sometimes like, I don't think you realize that you're doing that. And I think that that's spiritual.
Is it? Like, can you be, I mean, and I guess this breaks it down to an even deeper topic, but like, can you interact with spiritual, like, can you interact with spirituality while being like atheistic?
Yes, that's me. I don't believe in a deity.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like if you believe in some sort of spirituality and some sort of consciousness beyond physical, you at best are agnostic. Right. I mean, I can't like define that for people that you can't be an atheist.
Boxes are gray.
But I mean, like, but if you're atheistic, you basically believe in an uncaring world that just exists because it does.
Maybe. I don't know. Neither of us have grown up or do consider ourselves at this point to be atheists. So I feel like I wouldn't want to put a blanket statement on them thinking that the world is uncaring and it just exists. I think just like there's so many Christians and so many different types of, you know, agnostics and atheists, I think there's no such thing as just having a blanket statement of what they think the world is. But I guess that's something that I'd be interested. So if you're atheist and you want to really talk curious. To us, actually, we actually do have an atheist coming on the show here soon.
Yeah, we do.
I'm very excited about that. We have some cool guests coming up here soon.
Yeah.
If you have any requests, of course, message us on our Instagram, which is deconstruct.pod. We would love to hear.
Because we're still reaching out to people right now for this season. So.
Yes.
And I mean, we can always shoot for next season too if we don't put them on this roster.
Keep them coming. So anyway, that was just a little side note, but yeah, I would be very interested in having that conversation.
Yeah, because that's, in a way, that's one of the only things that's holding me to not being atheistic is I believe in spirituality for other people because I don't, I think to almost contradict myself, I think you can interface with spirituality unwittingly. Like I think
that's what I was saying.
I think the universe, because it exists, it is spiritual. And so I just don't know.
Yeah.
But I just never have those experiences.
Yeah, but I think you
I have them so infrequently.
I think spirituality is having that thought.
Maybe
like that thought is spiritual to me. Maybe I paint everything as spiritual, and that's why I consider myself to be spiritual just because I say it is.
Yeah, that's like how does the phrase go? Either everything is magical or nothing is, or you know, some sort of
or
version
miracle.
Of that. Yeah, everything's a miracle or nothing is.
Yeah, and I like to believe everything's a miracle. Which makes sense though, because I feel like you and I are so similar in the way we think, but we're just like a degree away.
I think people would be surprised to find out that I'm generally pessimistic.
It's true.
But I'm happy. I'm a happy
pessimist.
You're
a happy guy.
I never get let down by the world.
Sometimes I'm an angsty optimist, but...
But the world never lets you down if you believe nothing is going to happen.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, who are you? Like, which way do you typically go? Are you more like
Adam? We generally land in the middle together, but...
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a more... Buddhist approach.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
Where it's like humble yourself enough to not, there's like no expectations and like, I don't know. For me, some of that mentality is like, let's make yourself the lowest possible so that like there's only up from there. And I'm just like, Don't love that. Yeah. I like to elevate. I'm like, no, I am God and you are God and we all have God within. And I'm more like, let's raise everybody up as much as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe it's because I the optimist in me like believes that in a world where if we all do that and do that for each other and for ourselves, mm-hmm. the world will be a better place. And I believe in that, in the world being able to be a better place.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe like, do you feel like that's not possible or like?
No, I think it's totally possible. Yeah. I think it's almost like, what do they call it? Top down spirituality, where you believe like the highest point of spirituality is rooting down into understanding that everything, including the rocks and the earth and water and all of that, everything is connected and everything is God and everything is an expression of God.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's more where my theology aligns.
Yeah. Like
I'm not a pessimist because I think the world is.
I feel like that's a negative word, being pessimist. But like that's more on the like, I feel like you're not a pessimist as people would imagine.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'm more of an egalitarian, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. in this kind of space. Mm-hmm. That like, I think everything is so equal that I don't necessarily think that the universe is going to do something special for me because everything is special.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, if something good happens, that's incredible. That's amazing. I'm gonna absolutely fully enjoy it, and I'm going to be surprised by it, and it's gonna bring me so much more joy than if I was expecting something specific to happen for me, and then it fails, and then I feel like the universe is not on my side or something like that. Like I feel more that the connectedness of the universe makes it a little bit more slow to action.
Mm. I think we're able to experience with where I'm at with afterlife and all of that. I want to feel the most here. Like I want to experience the most here. I believe that honestly, we don't know. I mean, potentially you could sell me your pitch of what at the afterlife is. And I would be down for it. I'm here for it. I will root for whatever you believe in. Like, I might even believe it for a minute until the next person talks to me about their interpretation of the afterlife.
Right.
But
right.
I believe that we truly experience heaven and hell here.
Yeah.
And both. And I think making it to where, you know, I don't want to take like little baby steps like as closest to hell and be like, oh, because I can see hell, I'm not in hell. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to live like that. Like, I would rather be on the, like, I would rather be, like, walking back and forth and being maybe tiptoes to heaven and being like, no, everything's, like, wonderful and everyone's, like, has God within and, like, that kind of mentality. I don't think we're thinking opposite, but I'm just saying, like, I sometimes the
energy to mine can be a little bit more low energy. Yeah. Low vibrations versus yours tends to
for
be a
me,
little bit more
for
like,
me though, like no, for yours sure. can like your interpretation works for you. And that's the thing. That's the fun thing about being married and being so like working together and like living together and experiencing this life here, but also experiencing and talking about spirituality is because we're so similar. Yet we're so,
but we kind of
we have just degrees.
Yeah, of course. And I want to like make one thing really clear too, that like, I think you can be very content and happy with your existence and with your spirituality and still be questioning so many things.
Yeah.
And I think you can, I mean, just like me, I fluctuate in between believing that something is bigger that's contributing to like the overall growth and happiness of everything. And sometimes I just believe that there's just consciousness.
I believe
in
that's
an individual
what I believe.
Sense.
And, I love that.
And that's all that matters. And so it's just kind of like, I never really doubt my consciousness and the miracle of consciousness.
Amen.
But I just, I don't know how to level that to spirituality and mass consciousness. Because I think the moments that I've felt my most spiritually connected is in moments where I look around in a worship setting and or even just in a crowd of people enjoying life. And like I see myself. I see another expression of myself through that person. And that makes me, it's like redwood trees, right? They're like, apparently they're all connected underground, like every single one of them. Like that's how it makes me feel. Like they're like, I can see what's happening underground and the connectedness of consciousness and spirituality through seeing someone else like truly at their soul level.
Yeah.
And that's my most spiritual moments that I have.
That's very spiritual.
Yeah. I think, go ahead.
Well, I think you are an Enneagram 4 with the wing 5. Okay. So I'm an Enneagram 5. And so I have that wing sometimes to 4. I think for you, you see beauty everywhere. And I think you think it's like just, it's just part of this earth experience. And I think I often attribute that to be spirituality. I also think you think a lot of beautiful things like that, but you've never considered your own thoughts to be spiritual. You're just like, no, I'm thinking about it. Therefore it's like not spiritual.
Sure.
Like you, like as a feeler, you as a feeler, just consider your thoughts to be your brain.
Right.
And that's not how I think about it. I love my brain and I'm there all the time. I'm in my head all the time. I consider my own thoughts, which is why I see myself talking to myself, because I'm in my own head all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that thought in and of itself is a spiritual moment.
Do you believe your consciousness and your spirituality to be two separate things, two separate entities?
No, probably not. But I don't know. I would have to talk more about that. Like probably not. I think because the only thing we do know is our consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's if you've never heard of Eckhart Tolle, that kind of comes from him. I kind of learned that from him and his speaking engagement. So check him out. He's on podcasts. He has books. A New Earth. That's his book. Anyway, the only thing we really know is that. And so because of that, I guess I consider that to be spiritual. So yeah.
You believe them. Sorry, which way? You believe them to be separate or the same?
I believe as spiritual beings, they have to be the same.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We've talked about it a few different times. And I never know where I land either on it. I'm curious whether, like, if there is such thing as us living through multiple existences and all of that, I think our spirit and our consciousness are two separate things, because I don't think we generally in this world, I don't think we have an actual conscious thought about a past life or a knowing or like a knowing in our brain of things that have happened, like accessing memories in this life.
Somebody said that like we're zapped, like our souls are zapped of the memories.
Right.
And then they're like recycled into other bodies.
Right. And so then I'm like, but then if
so then consciousness
if my soul or my spirit or whatever, however you want to like divide those, if that has carried on through more time and there, then that's, you know, that's
then your consciousness is your humanness.
Toward, right.
So you're
then is your consciousness your humanness? And your spirit is the thing that is divine and that is connected, or are they the same thing? And
I feel like a soul living in a human body though is that soul embodying spirituality?
Yeah.
That literally, I mean, think about how a soul in a body is a soul embodying spirituality. So to me, yes. Consciousness is spirituality.
Yeah.
No, I don't think consciousness is spirit, because you said that and you said those are two different things to me.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the same, but I do think consciousness is spirituality.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I was just curious because I feel like the more I go into the things that I believe and my maybe pessimistic view of the world, I feel like
I love your view of the world.
I tend to believe that they're more the same thing.
Yeah.
And but that leads me away from a belief in past lives. That leads me away from maybe a belief in an afterlife, because consciousness originates from the brain. And so then it's just like, highest point of spirituality just another level of thought?
Yes.
Is it just a thought practice?
I love entertaining both those.
Yeah.
That's where I live all the time. Like, I love entertaining the thought that, like, this is it. And this is, like,
yeah,
this is the full experience.
Because I don't think we're going to, I don't know. I mean, maybe we will. But I don't know if I believe that we're going to have conscious bodies meandering around in heaven that are going to recognize each other and all of that.
But you still believe in heaven.
I still believe in a collective conscious afterlife.
Yeah.
Where we will recognize that we're no longer individual and that we're connected even deeper than we had ever understood on Earth.
Yeah.
And that maybe we all just return back to that consciousness.
When I think about afterlife, that's when I'm like, oh gosh, I'm an atheist. You know, like that's when I'm like, oh, nothing spiritual. No. So that's really where that's where we flip flop.
In what way? So like you just don't believe that there's really anything or?
Kind of, yeah. I like to believe everything spirit, like I do believe everything spiritual. And I'm like, this human experience and we're all spiritual and either everything spiritual or it's not. I'm like, yes, I believe everything spiritual. But then I think about the afterlife and my brain takes over, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, honey, you go in the dirt and that's it. Like, yeah, that's like kind of. Right.
Like, how do you.
My brain just goes there. It just, right. There's a switch.
Hey everyone, want to take a quick moment to say thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please share this episode and rate and review the podcast as it helps others find this online community. Thanks so much. Now back to the episode.
You talk about afterlife. As soon as somebody talks about heaven, like after death, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, and I think, I don't know. And that's...
I'd like to think
that,
so.
That is what our spiritual pursuit has been, is pursuing answers. Well, not even answers. Just pursuing the magic and the divine nature of the unknown.
It's very fun.
And I feel like a lot of people have questioned constantly. Our families are always worried about us. They're like questioning whether we're still going to go to heaven or we're going to like whatever. But I feel like our interest in our drive to like figure out what spirituality is and what consciousness is and what it looks like to be interconnected with other human beings doesn't pull us away from our pursuit of faith. It just pulls us away from our pursuit of religion.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what I've been thinking about lately. Because I had someone tell me recently that they were told by a loved one, like, I would be upset if you lost your faith. And, you know, I began questioning her and I was like, well, what about maybe that perhaps they meant your religion, because you pursuing and you questioning and you being curious and you wanting to know and you digging into what you once knew and now discovering new things, that takes faith. That is faith.
Right.
And so you're not losing your faith. There, in no way are you losing your faith. You're definitely strengthening your faith, if anything. But religion, I guess you're able to leave behind religion, parts of it if you want. Mm-hmm. You can lose it all together if you want. Sure. Lose is a weird word, but you can leave it all behind if you want. But I feel like as long as we're human beings and we're like on this planet, like, I don't think a person can lose their faith. Unless, of course, they're atheists and they're wanting to not have a faith and they choose, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I feel like as long as you're pursuing knowledge and I don't know, the pursuit of spirituality in any sense, you have faith.
Well, it's just interesting to me because like all growing up, I was always taught that faith is what happens when you confront the unknown, and rather than turn away to seek something that you do know, you press in. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how you can press into religion, at least in the capacity that I was a part of, in an evangelical Christian space. Like, they want to know. My family is worried because they don't know if I'm going to go to heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. So if I revert back to evangelical Christianity, non-denominational, whatever, how is that faith reverting back to something that is supposedly known?
Yeah.
And like, to me, I've never been and more conversation and more inspired by spirituality. Being somebody who's never had a spiritual experience,
yeah,
I was only ever fear-based in my religion.
Yeah.
I would literally, anytime somebody gave an opportunity for a salvation prayer, I would take it because I wanted that hit of oxytocin or whatever it was in my brain that told me I was having a spiritual experience. And so I would get saved 9-10 times a summer because I'd go out to these Christian camps and whatever, and I would take the opportunity because I was so afraid that I was going to go to hell because I didn't know if I was a good enough Christian that I would...
Especially since you didn't have spiritual moments.
That was my only opportunity to pursue deeper spirituality and deeper relationship with God. And so that was my moment. And so I seized it every opportunity that I had because I was like, there's people apparently all over in Christian religion having these experiences where they're doing faith healings and they're doing... you know, a million other things that I've never experienced. They're being talked to by God. They're being given messages to give to other people and speak into other people's lives.
The very least I can do is just...
I'm like, if this is the closest I have, I'm going to do it at every opportunity I can because I don't know if I believe I'm going to make it to heaven because God doesn't talk to me. And so that religion and that faith was just so... It was... constantly telling me what spirituality had to look like. And so then for me to like step outside of religion and step outside of that is like stepping into very scary territory where like not only do I not have spiritual experiences that I'm aware of, or at least that fit the structure of what I was told the spiritual experience was, but now I don't even have structured religion to be able to lean back into to say, well, at least I'm praying to God daily. At least I'm reading my Bible. At least I can quote scripture. At least I'm saying no to the devil. At least I'm leading people to a religion that I believe in because that's what we're supposed to do here on earth, right? Is to evangelize, to get more Christians and get more people to believe in God so that this God that needs the validation of the humans that it created can feel more validated.
That's why people that's why religion exists, is to give people structure. So what you're saying is like deconstructing isn't a walk in the park?
No. But it's a lot more of a park than the little jail cell that evangelical Christianity was for me. Because it was just constantly telling me that I was not a Christian because God didn't speak to me, which means he didn't care about me, which means I wasn't part of the chosen people that Calvinism would have me believe are the only people that are going to heaven.
Adam.
And so now it's
now
it's like I feel like I have an opportunity to actually explore my faith because I'm not just leaning into everybody else's understanding of structured religion.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Sorry. You just reminded me of the thing that you brought up when we first started deconstructing. Remember the Bible verse that lean not...
into your own understanding, but in every way acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight.
Yeah. So like your own understanding. Remember we were talking about how like what we knew then.
Right.
Like, but press into God, spirituality.
Right.
And because your path will be made straight.
People constantly are like, refer back to the Bible.
It's like, no.
That would be our own understanding.
Yeah.
So that verse in and of itself is contradictory to what they're trying to make you believe.
Yeah. Anyway, you just made me think of that. Yeah, and that was a big moment for me.
For sure. That like
my own understanding, like I can tell you what I understood at that time.
Right.
You know, the black and whites and the like.
And the rules. And the liturgy.
I could tell you what I understood. But not to lean into that, but to lean into God.
Yeah. Which... you know, where and we're
I
at
did.
Now.
I did. I still am.
If God is within us, if Jesus really died so that the Holy Spirit could be a part of each one of us and guide us through our, what I would call intuition, that is pressing into God. That's not leaning into our own understanding, but acknowledging the Holy Spirit within us that is guiding us beyond what words in a book or a structured religion out of a denomination of 350,000 other denominations of Christianity could ever put into a framework for us.
Yeah. Ooh, amen. Just brought me to church.
I want to encourage people that are on this journey with us, like you're not losing your faith. Mm-hmm. You may be losing your religion, and that's scary.
Yeah.
But you're constantly being told, even from a basis of Christianity, that you shouldn't be finding what's comfortable and staying there anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
So
listen to that.
But I also want to encourage the families of people that are on this journey. I mean, yeah. I don't know who shares this with their families or is looking for opportunities for people
it's
to
easier
speak to those families as well. But like,
I was going to say, it's easier to share other people's speaking of than yourself.
Than your own words. Yeah, of course. Especially when you're in the beginning of this journey,
so
and
feel
everything
free to send
is scary.
Any of our episodes to your family. Be like, hey, listen to this.
It's just, I just want to encourage those families of people who are in the midst of deconstruction right now that feel like they really don't know what they're pursuing and
they're worried.
Feel like they've lost everything, right? Like they think deconstruction is demolition. They think they're tearing it down to the ground. They think they're raising the whole building, the whole structure that they've had around their life. So they don't really know what they're looking at right now. And I want to encourage you that if there's an attempt to seek out and revel in the unknown of spirituality and faith and whatever God may be, whatever the universe may be, whatever any of that is, it's not a loss of faith. And I think pushing back against that journey is only going to sow division from the Christian faith that they grew up in, or the Muslim faith that they grew up in, or whatever denomination or belief system that was there in the first place. The only thing that pushing back against exploration of the unknown and of spirituality within and throughout the world, all that's going to do is solidify the fact that that God or that religious structure is not able to coexist with the spirituality they're seeking. And I think that's a shame to lose all of that.
Agreed.
Because I think we all need something to jump off from. Mm-hmm. I think we all need a home to come back to and to reference and a book to read to say, this is what my spirituality looked like when I knew nothing. And I think it's worth embracing.
Well, I think that'll be it for today. I don't know if I need to go take a run around the house or take a nap, but that was amazing. Yes.
I think we need to clean the house.
Yeah, probably. We got to move.
We need to purge everything that's in our closets, hiding in corners and up in cabinets.
True. Everyone, we just love you all. And we thank you guys for listening and watching, if you're watching on YouTube or on our Facebook page.
Yeah, this is fun for us. If you like this platform, definitely leave a comment below, because I don't know how else we'd interact on a video format.
That, and then of course find us on our Instagram, which is deconstruct.pod.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening, and until next time.
Bye.